Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
If I was sitting here and I'd just written a book about Beethoven, you could say, so, John, why are you writing a book about Beethoven now? I think it's in the same category.
Author Jonathan Gould is one of many music fans who considers the Beatles a true part of our cultural fabric. And so in a new book, he's let their music do the talking. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. When it comes to the Beatles, there are about as many stories as songs, and books about the band often incorporate more talk of gossip than craft. Taking the opposite approach is author Jonathan Gould, whose latest book is called Can't Buy Me Love, The Beatles, Britain, and America. In it, he examines the history and culture surrounding the rise of the Beatles, and as a musician himself, offers commentary on why the band's sound was so significant. Still, there's no shortage of books on the Beatles, and so FUV's Dennis Elsis asked Jonathan the simple question of why write another one.
There had been a number of biographies that were written of them, but the common feature of the biographies, as I saw it, was that they tended either to take for granted or to downplay or to ignore the music.
The title, Can't Buy Me Love. Why?
Can't Buy Me Love is a great song. It's a blues with a release in it. Now, of course, it might be about the happiest blues you'll ever hear, but the Beatles actually had not done all that much blues.
I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right.
It's a kind of pivotal song. It's about... relates to their relationship to other types of music that was happening at the time. It's the first single that they released, recorded and released after they became a full-fledged phenomenon. So it's a song that's imbued with this incredible sense of confidence and excitement about what had just happened to them in Britain and was about to happen to them in the United States. Part of the Beatles' appeal is really simple. And of all people, Phil Spector said it. He said, Lennon and McCartney might be the two best rock and roll singers of our generation, and they're in the same band. The sound of them singing together, the energy, it's like an instrument that hadn't been invented yet.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand when I say that something.
This is a book that does focus on the music, and it focuses on the music not just in trying to guess, did they mean this or did they mean that, but because you are a musician, you come to this in a place that I've never seen before in a Beatle book.
To me, it's much more interesting to hear about Ringo and George kicking the melody back up the scale there. I mean, just to suggest there the role that they're playing in the music, than it is to talk about, let's say, what I think their personalities are and how they interacted with the personalities of Lennon and McCartney. And so when I think of these four guys, I think of them interacting in the music in that way. That's the part about them that really interests me.
Something interesting I always thought, that the end of Abbey Road is so perfectly the end of Abbey Road and is so perfectly the end of the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. I think on some level they knew it. McCartney is really the person who orchestrated the whole second side of that record. And I think he was going to make sure that they produced something that, if it was the end, would be an appropriate end. It's an amazing moment.
And in the end, the love you take,
the end from the Beatles and a visit with author Jonathan Gould. His latest book is Can't Buy Me Love, The Beatles, Britain, and America, published by Harmony Books. For more exclusive interviews, head to the online archives at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Sarah Wardrop and Alisa Ali.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting the Irish rock film Once on DVD Tuesday.